It is wonderful for us to be here. Brothers and sisters, I use these words of St. Peter to echo our own sense of gratitude and appreciation as we gather for the Eucharist. Like the disciples on the mountain, it is great for us to be here with Christ, our Master, and to renew our commitment to walk the path of faithful discipleship. Despite enormous challenges that we face as the church in Western Sydney and in this country at this critical juncture, we can go forward on a new exodus, trusting in God, walking as pilgrims together, knowing that Christ accompanies us as he once did to his disciples on the road to Emmaus. Scriptures today challenge us in overcoming our fears and in living our lives with courage and vision and hope. In the first reading from the book of Genesis, Abraham and Sarah were called to leave behind the familiar, the predictable, and the comfortable, and embark upon a journey full of trials and tribulations. Yet it was a journey towards the fullness of life and human flourishing in the Promised Land. Their faith was tested at every step of the way. In today's episode, Abraham was told to take his only son, the son of the promise, and sacrifice him to God on the mountain. It was an incredible test of his faith and his trust in God. Abraham had taken many risks up to this point. He had left his family, relatives, and friends. He had left his possessions and everything that was dear and near to him in his home country. And now came the ultimate test of his faith. He was asked to surrender his own son, who was the source of his deepest security. Abraham so trusted in God that he could surrender that which was closest, dearest to him, and became utterly vulnerable. The Gospel today tells us the story of the Transfiguration. It took place at a critical moment in the journey of Jesus and his disciples towards Jerusalem. Jesus had just predicted his own betrayal, arrest, and crucifixion, and this had disturbed them, shocked them to the core. Aware of their fears, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him to the mountaintop. There he was transfigured, and God opened their eyes to see that Jesus was the Messiah, but the humble, suffering Messiah, not the one that they had wanted, had wished. "This is my beloved, listen to him." The Transfiguration gave the disciples new courage, new vision, new hope in order to walk the difficult remainder of the journey that would ultimately prove to be the litmus test of Christian discipleship. My dear people, our faith today is also being put to the test as that of Abraham and the disciples of Jesus. Like them, we are challenged to overcome our fears and doubts we're challenged to embrace the unknown pathways that God has mapped out for us, just as he did for Abraham and the disciples of Jesus. But we know that it is in our human nature to cling to what is known, comfortable and secure. And they say, better the devil you know than the devil you don't know. Yet our call is not the call to remain anchored in the calm, shallow waters, but it is a call instead to launch into the deep with everything that it entails. Today we pray for our seminarians and the formation staff at the Holy Spirit Seminary as they begin their scholastic year. We are blessed with these young men who respond to the call of discipleship and ministry of service with generosity and dedication. I ask you to pray for them to be formed in the image of Christ, the humble servant, shepherd, and leader. The Royal Commission has been a catalyst for the Church in Australia to begin again in earnest, to begin the move from clericalism to service, from individualism to partnership, from self-reference to openness, from splendor to simplicity, from triumphalism to humility, from a siege mentality to engagement with the world around us, from confronting to listening, from imposing rules to accompanying with love, with compassion. If the church is to be compared to a banquet, then we can say that the new wine of God's unconditional love, unbounded mercy, radical openness and inclusion needs to be poured into the new wineskins, the wineskins of humility, mutuality, compassion, and powerlessness. The old wineskins of clericalism, triumphalism, rigidity are broken. It is my hope and my passion that the Holy Spirit Seminary, which is the pride, the joy, and the future of our diocese, will form men into servants of the humble, listening, and accompanying church. It is my hope and passion that they will be like the new wineskins, capable of containing and channeling the new, superior, and more abundant wine of God's love, mercy, and inclusion that people are thirsting for. Lent, my dear people, is the time to live with more intensity the call to prayer, to self-denial, and to charity. Let us pray that we may respond generously, trustingly, to the invitation to overcome our fears and doubts, as Abraham and the disciples of Jesus did before us. And let us follow the humble footsteps of Christ with hope and perseverance.